Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust today, and 1400 FM 93.3 and FM 95.1. And of course, our broadcast is brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Tallgrass Motors, and powered on Facebook Live by RFS Bank. And we have the lovely Miss Christina Bishop here from Elder Care. She's the Director of Operations. How'd they ever let you out of the building?
You know, I sneak out occasionally.
Elder Care is a great partner in our community. And why? Because everybody has someone in their life that's likely been touched by Elder Care because of so many different resources that you provide. You provide a lot of direction and just a lot of good things for folks as we age to perfection.
That is right, to perfection. We try to, and we want to be that resource for the community. So there are so many things that you can do and participate in at Elder Care. We just encourage everybody to check us out.
Indeed, please do. And all they have to do is get on the website.
That's
and
right.
That tells you a lot right there. What's the website?
www.abouteldercare.org.
You got to put that on there.
About Elder Care.
They'll take you someplace complete and you don't want to go. And of course, you're right there on Swan,
1223 Swan Drive.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful setting there.
We are blessed. We are truly blessed. You know, that's one thing about this community. We would not have the facility that we do without the support of this community mm-hmm. and the Reynolds Foundation. So we are just very thankful.
Indeed. Now, one of the things that we have is called Daybreak. Tell us a little bit about Daybreak that goes on with Elder Care.
Well, Daybreak is very dear to my heart. It is one of the programs that has been at Elder Care since pretty much conception.
Oh, wow.
So they have so many different things to offer so many people. And, you know, sometimes we don't even think about an adult day health program. What is that? You know, what do you do at an mm-hmm. adult day health? Mm-hmm. Well, people come to adult day during the day and go home in the evening. They don't spend the night. Mm-hmm. But it's a program that really helps people who are providing care have respite. Like, say, you know, I'm caring for my mom and she's not able to stay at home alone. So I can go to work, she can come to Daybreak, mm-hmm. have a wonderful support system. I get that support system. I know she's good. I know she's safe. She's enjoying herself. She has friends. And then in the evening, I come pick her up. We go home and, you know, we just have a better quality of life. Mm-hmm. And you can come to Daybreak for respite. You can come to Daybreak if you're looking for activities. Maybe you're feeling a little lonely at home. Sometimes as we get older, we just don't have as much interaction, you know, in the community or out with other people, mm-hmm. or maybe we can't drive any longer. Mm-hmm. Daybreak provides transportation, but you can come and, you know, participate in the arts and crafts. We have raised gardening beds. We have beautiful kitchens. So if you have something that you love to do and you come and talk to us about it and you want to attend Daybreak, we try to help you reach those goals. So if you want to cook, we're going to find a way to help you cook.
Wow. This sounds like a lot of fun.
It is, you know, and that's the important thing. We want uh-huh. people to come and feel loved, supported, and we want them to have a good time. Mm-hmm. It's all about that quality of life.
Indeed, it is. In order to extend our lives, we've got the return of the flu vaccine. And boy, the way Elder Care handled this last year, folks were amazed. It was in, out, and off you go. And it was pretty darn good. They just thought that was a well-oiled machine, as if you had done it that way your whole existence.
You know, we have an amazing team.
Yes, you do.
And we haven't done it that way our whole existence. And so, you know, we were kind of sweating bullets behind the scenes a little bit, but it did go well. And people really felt safe in that environment and with that setup. And that's our plan for this year as well. We don't have the dates locked down. We're waiting on vaccine. But it is coming soon, and we are in preparation, mm-hmm. and there will be those drive-through clinics. So just stay tuned. Hang in there with us. Keep checking back. We'll get those dates to you soon.
That is great. That is great. Now, I also know that because Elder Care touches so many people, we need some workers. And if you've thought about making this a part of your career plan, mm-hmm. door's open.
The door is open, and we are open to helping people get trained in the areas of their interest. So if you think, well, I've never been a caregiver, I thought about being a CNA, but I just didn't have the resources, mm-hmm. we want to help you do that. We have an amazing team, and we're here to help you achieve your goals. So come check us out. We're a pretty awesome place to work.
Now, can you find employment opportunities like applications online, or is it a come in and let's see you?
Well, so for our caregivers, so companion caregiver CNAs, mm-hmm. they're on our website. You go in there and you check, look at careers.
Okay.
And then there is a link, and you just click on it, and it opens that application for you.
Christina Bishop is with us here. She's the Director of Operations at Elder Care right here in Bartlesville. But you don't just serve Bartlesville. You got quite a swath of Oklahoma that we cover.
We really do. We serve many surrounding communities. Mm-hmm. And so different programs go in different places. Uh-huh. So if you're needing something and you live in Pawhuska, or, you know, you're in Ramona or Dewey or Copan, give us a call. NOWADA. Don't assume that because you're outside of the Bartlesville city limits that we don't serve you, because likely we do.
Oh, that is good to know. That is truly good to know. A lot of the resources that you have available, you can, if you're a person who is maybe feeling it a little bit, or perhaps you got mom, dad, aunt or uncle, mm-hmm. or grandparent who you think could benefit from maybe a little something different, mm-hmm. it doesn't hurt to make a phone call or to get on the website, because it's not all, you know, hard choices. Like mm-hmm. you say, Daybreak can be a lot of fun. And there are a lot of different things that we're doing, even though we're playing it safe here with the COVID bug.
I'm glad you said that. We really are playing it safe, and especially in our programs where we have like Daybreak or mm-hmm. physical therapy or the clinic, we're being extra cautious. We're following all the guidelines, and we're going above and beyond to make sure that people feel safe. But we do have so many programs. So we have, you know, our clinic, which serves, you know, Bartlesville. So if you need a doctor, Dr. Gerald is taking patients. Mm-hmm. We have physical therapy, and we are expanding in our physical therapy. And if you know Josh and his team, it is amazing. They do a super job, and you just feel, you know, you're getting that professional quality service. Mm-hmm. You know, you're recovering and you're seeing all those improvements, but they're encouraging. They make you go out of there feeling like a champion. So
now you have a young lady, I believe, who just earned a big award.
Oh, she did. Abby.
Yeah. She was in here a couple of months ago and we got to meet her, but my goodness sakes, you want to talk about starting off with a bang. Mm,
she's done an amazing job. And yes, she did win an award, and we have her picture up and that posted, and she's just a great person mm-hmm. too. We have an amazing team of people, but she works with our adult day health too, mm-hmm. providing programs a lot with speech, speak out. Abby does so many different things, and it's just neat to kind of sit down and talk with her mm-hmm. and hear all the things that she can do. So give us a call. If you're out there thinking that maybe in the future you might need us, or mm-hmm. maybe mom and dad could benefit that, or maybe I could, don't hesitate. We're there to talk to you. We want those calls.
You also have some pretty neat programs that might only take place one time a year or over a couple of times. I remember probably this time of year we started thinking about it when folks are turning 64, 65. They give them a lot of information on what they need to know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have Medicare, and we have Med D counselors and Medicare counselors. So if you have questions, if you need a little bit of support, give us a call. If you're looking at your Med D plan, your prescription plan with Medicare, everybody should really check that out every year. Give us a call, get an appointment, talk with one of our counselors. Make sure that you're on that plan that's going to help and benefit you the most the coming year.
I know our government tries to put things down on paper so that they're legally covered. Uh-huh. But sometimes for the layman to understand, you almost need to have a legal interpreter.
It can be difficult for us as well. So don't feel like, you know, you're the Lone Ranger out there.
You're going to help you navigate.
We can help navigate those waters. Uh-huh. And we go through training each year. We renew our certifications. So come in. Come in and talk. You don't have to make a decision. You can just get the information, think it over, and if you need us to help you get it, your plan changed or stay with the plan you're on, give us a call. We'll help you do so.
Christina Bishop is with us here from Elder Care. And sometimes, you know, we were talking about the physical therapy and mm-hmm. things like that. Balance is a big thing.
Balance is a big thing.
And sometimes we have a little setup where you can come in, maybe get your balance checked, don't we?
You can. Physical therapy is really one of our programs right now that is just, they have a lot of customers coming in, a lot of patients. So if you're feeling like your balance is off, we don't want anybody to fall. That fall can really be devastating. Yeah. Come in, talk to us, we'll help you.
Yeah, indeed. And with the staying, with aging in place is big. Mm-hmm. And that is another thing that is a key component of what Elder Care is able to help guide you through and help you, you know, lend a hand on occasion.
That is true. That's our mission. We want to help you stay healthy and independent and in your home. Our goal is to help you live your best quality of life.
What's the phone number there, Christina? Because right now I can just sense folks are going, well, that's great. Now I'm ready to make a move here.
918-336-8500.
And the website, please.
www.abouteldercare.org.
Oh, wonderful. I want to thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you. I always enjoy talking to you. And one more thing I didn't plug.
Yeah.
You're thinking about Daybreak, you can come for free for 3 days. But also there are multiple payer sources. Mm-hmm. So don't ever think that one of our programs is something you can't afford. We want to help you. So come talk to us.
We can work it out.
All right.
Some way or somehow. Thank you very much, Elder Care. Wonderful. Christina. Excellent. We've got more coming up, and thank you very much, folks, for being with us here on our Community Connection.